trust.
Second hour of the program. Dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The site itself, redesigned for 2010, FTL 2.0, allows you to actually influence the show prep, influence the stuff that we talk about here on the air if you, for whatever reason, don't want to call in, because that's the best way to do it. But you can go to freetalklive.com, create a free account, and you can submit show prep suggestions, and then other listeners can vote them up or down, depending on how they feel about it, and you can vote things up and down as well. And the most popular of the stories will be promoted to the front page of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive with other listeners. That's freetalklive.com. As we continue to take your phone calls here, let's go to, I believe we have Glenn with us in New Hampshire. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Glenn, in New Hampshire, going once. Glenn.
Evening, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Hey, Glenn, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, I heard Riley's comments on the extended podcast last night, and as someone who moved to New Hampshire in 2008 from Southern California, I'd just like to kind of refute what he had to say.
Okay, what did he have to say that you're refuting first, so our listeners that weren't listening to what you were listening to know what you're talking about?
You know, he just kind of indicted the whole Free State Project, and then I thought the discussion got kind of distracted into, you know, whether in the system activism or out of the system activism is best. And I just want to say, as someone who's pretty much an in-the-system activist. I'm old. I'm 44 with three mortgages. And,
good heavens.
You know, there is a multipolar approach going on in New Hampshire right now, and you can be a part of it. And if you're committed to politics and you're committed to making a change, whether you're in the system or out of the system, you can come here and make a difference. And your input will be appreciated, and the winter is not all that bad. My wife is a beach girl from Southern California, and she moved here, and she likes it now. So I don't think that his this seems like the Olympics for liberty-oriented stuff. Whatever your bent is, we are making real changes on both the political side and the out-of-the-system side. I mean, you can't deny that. So I just thought that Riley was completely off base, and if anybody's in Southern California listening to this and it's thinking about moving, this is Woodstock and the US Festival combined. Come to a pork fest. Come see what it's like.
But Riley said, and I'm kind of recapping here, one of his points, that basically that it was his impression that the people in New Hampshire, it's like oil and water. Water is the people of New Hampshire. The oil are the Free State Project members. They are not wanted. They are seen as unkempt. They're seen as... you know, they're not respectable enough. So, you know, they're not like specifically the disobedient ones and the non-cooperation activists. You know, they aren't up to spec as far as the political activism is concerned. And his concern was that that's ruining it for the politics.
No, that has not been my experience at all. I'm an in the system guy primarily, and people really don't care whether you're a free state or not. Most people don't even know what it is, and the ones that do know are like, great, we're so glad you're here. Can you help us? I have not had any bad experiences with people, you know, in relation to my Free State Project involvement. Once you get here, you're a granite stater, and you can pretty much take that on, and people are glad to accept you based on your beliefs and your willingness to be involved in their communities.
Now, would you recommend people move to New Hampshire and say, ta-da, I'm a Free Stater, everybody?
Or, you know, once you're here, you're a granite stater. The Free State is Project is just a vehicle to get you here, and then what you do with that and how you do with that is up to you. And that, you know, coming from Southern California, and I lived in the Bay Area in the 90s, there's just so much going on. It's hard not to do activism here. You really got to have something like catastrophic going on in your life not to hook up with other people. It's an instant plug in the Free State Project to meet people that are just like you. And one of the reasons I don't miss Southern California, I had a lot of friends there, a lot of friends in California, but that I've met such high quality people through these involvements, it's really been worth every penny I spent to move.
Thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else on your mind, Glenn?
No. You have a good program. I'm an amplifier. I'm too drunk to call in on the amp line, but keep up the good work.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Steve, listening in Florida. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark.
Hey there. I have a little radio show, and I don't really have to talk about the radio show per se. In other words, I'm not going to be buying any advertising. But the idea is that the radio show that I have is completely apolitical, and I'm going to have my next guest is going to be talking about safety in terms of boating, and we did sort of a pre-interview over the radio. And one of the things that he really wants to hammer home is the idea that the state of Florida has fallen down on their responsibility. That is, the government of the state of Florida has fallen down on its responsibility to require that boaters have licenses to drive, drive boats or pilot boats, operate a boat. And, even on the pre-interview, I was really tempted to say something like, well, you know, if I own a piece of property and there's a lake on that property, who in the hell is the state to come along and say that, you know, my 13-year-old daughter can't get in my boat and zoom around the lake a little bit? Heck, when we were kids, sometimes the parents weren't even home and we'd all pile into the boat and go zipping around the lake. They didn't care.
Yeah, yeah. What would prevent you from saying that? Are you worried about what he'll think about you or that you won't get another interview?
I'm in my personal life, I'm not really known for being diplomatic with people who are basically state worshipers is a polite way to say it. There are far cruder ways to say it that I can't say on the air. If you were in my place, how would you very gently approach it? I mean, I am capable of diplomacy. It's just that I tend not to be. But if
and this
you,
guy
you
works
guys
for were, the state?
I'm sorry?
This guy works for the state?
No, he works for, here's that little one hand washes the other thing. He works for an organization, one of the two organizations that is authorized by the state to give the classes to get the license.
Oh, boy, what a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's what you can say. Oh, what a surprise. The guy who gives the classes on licensing for boats wants everybody to be forced to get licenses for boats.
What's your relationship with this guy?
None. I don't know the guy. I've never met him before. I've talked to him on the phone a couple of times. I've talked to his boss on the phone. And overall, and here's the thing, here's that little the dilemma that we have to deal with sometimes. It's a good course. It really is. They have a lot of good advice. The lectures are very, very good. There's a lot of good information about boating safety. It's really a good course. It's just that the thing that he made sure to mention to me was he wanted to drive home that idea that the state is really, they've just fallen down, man. Because do you realize that somebody who's 15 years old can operate a boat in the state of Florida? And the thing is that now the laws are on the books, but they're not enforcing it. So that's what he's saying. He's saying that the,
right. So if they were to enforce the law, if they were to enforce the this code, then they would get more business because people would start to trickle in
right
to their
exactly
safety center.
They pushed for years and years and years to get this law passed. And now they're pushing the state to actually enforce the law.
I would say that it's your job. I mean, it's your show. So you don't have and you're paying for the airtime. So it's not like you've got a program director who's hanging over your head saying, "Okay, now you be nice to this guest."
Right.
And I'm not saying you should be mean to him. I think that maybe you should come at it from that perspective. Like, look, I've taken your course. I know I'm familiar with your course. I know it's a great course, and I recommend highly that people choose on their own volition to take this. But I have
it's
to say
one of the best courses that money can buy.
But I have to say that I have a problem when we enter into utilizing the government to essentially guarantee business for ourselves. And,
because one size doesn't fit all, ever.
That's right. And if we can take the Harry Brown approach, I remember my introduction to Harry Brown was when he was being interviewed on NPR on Talk of the Nation. And people were calling in talking about, various things. You know, they were just bombarding him with the typical leftist boilerplate. And I remember him retorting to somebody that, listen, whoever owns the lakes and rivers gets to decide what happens on the lakes and rivers. I mean, if I own a river, or a certain swath of a river, a large part of a river, and I want 13-year-olds to be licensed to operate a boat, well, by golly, they're gonna be licensed to operate that boat, or they're gonna get off my river.
Steve, let us know how it goes. I think that we should all take whatever chance we have to stand up for the ideas of liberty and communicate them as effectively as we possibly can. Thanks for the call. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Our website features a lot of different things, and we give it all away. And like those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, ours is free to you at freetalklive.com. Now, would it surprise you to know that in the history of the drug war, No one charged with felony dispensing of cannabis has ever taken it to trial. Well, here in New Hampshire, Sovereign Curtis is going to do so, risking 7 years in prison. And the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org wants to help Curtis win his case and possibly overturn the insane war on drugs. In order to do that, we need you to chip in, help Curtis, and sign up for a monthly contribution at cdevolution.org. That's cdevolution.org. The Curtis Fund is over 30% to its goal. And I talked to Curtis today. He is very appreciative of everybody that has sent in contributions. And he's actually going to be coming on the show as a co-host for next this coming Wednesday. So we're going to have him on. Wayne is away, so we're bringing Curtis in for his first night. We've had him in as a guest before. We're going to actually have him in for the entire show. So that should be fun. All right, so tonight it is.
I hope he isn't as yakky as Luther over here.
Luther and Mark.
You just can't get me to shut up.
We're going to continue taking your phone calls, and we go to Brooke Kelly calling from the road. You're on Free Talk Live, Brooke.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How are y'all?
Luther's here, too. Brooke, what's on your mind tonight?
I told y'all I would call in with reports from the road for Freedom Ride 10. So I don't know if y'all saw it or not yet, but just released the latest webisode of Puzzled, which is what I've been on the road working on. I've been traveling from place to place and interacting with different activists and showing their stories and how they're working on making a difference. And we had a pre-screening, and it went really well, and there's other people who are on the fence around us who I think may be stepping up, it sounds like. So a lot of people are – it's already had a good impact. But,
so tell me about what is Puzzled, Brooke, because I did see that pop up on YouTube. I didn't have a chance to watch it, though. What is why the name Puzzled? Where does that come from?
Well, when I was first waking up, I felt like I was just now putting all the pieces together, one by one. Like a lot, I used to fight for homeless people's rights, and I was an animal rights activist, and I fought the drug war, and I didn't really see any connection between those things until I really started to wake up, and that's when I started to really put the pieces together. So it's all about, we have our own information that we contribute to the pile, and it's all about unifying, coming together and each lending our own piece, like our own voice, which is what I'm showing. And y'all make a cameo in the film too. So y'all should check it out. Free Talk Live.
So Brooke, you're driving around the country. You're doing Freedom Ride 10. You did the Freedom Ride last year. And this time you're focusing on visiting with other activists and essentially telling stories and creating more episodes of Puzzled.
Yeah, that's the idea, is just to give these new activists ideas on things, because there's a whole new wave of people coming in right now. And what it focuses on, too, this webisode is about, you know, Luke Rogowski just was able to get through on the Stephen Colbert show. He got a Bilderberg mention on that. Catherine Bleich was on CNN for the second time today, and I think something's up, y'all. I think we should really talk about this, because it seems like all of a sudden mainstream media is just opening doors for all of us. Mark Dice was on a couple months ago, and they were letting us talk about the NWO.
Well, I don't really, you know, the whole New World Order Bilderberg thing doesn't really do much for me. But if that's exciting to you, then that's cool. I don't really see how that stuff really leads toward anything about achieving liberty. It seems more to me, Brooke, that that particular viewpoint is very discouraging, and it kind of creates a mindset in the people that hear about it that
some of them
it's pointless. Well, because there are these elites in the world, and they're so powerful, and they get together and they have these meetings, and you know they want to control everything, and they're they have this master plan, and there's all kinds of things that that are said about these folks. It's kind of creates in my opinion, a very defeatist attitude, where people, instead of being encouraged to go out and work toward liberty, are more encouraged to stock up on all the food they possibly can, and hole up in their bunker. Basically. So I find myself not really too excited about those particular things, but I do like the idea that Catherine has been getting attention. She seems to be fairly liberty-oriented, and so that's cool.
Well, Ian, what is your definition of freedom then? Because the other day you said that you didn't think that Cindy Sheehan encompassed that, and now you're saying that with, the We Are Change people. So what is it that you think that we can do that will really make a difference?
Well, I think that freedom is about being able to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. And I think that making a difference, I think you should do whatever you feel is right, but I just don't think that that particular message is particularly persuasive towards getting people active for achieving liberty. What I think people should do is I think they should move to New Hampshire and get together with other like-minded people and then, you know, figure it out from there. I think that while folks are deluded across the country and around the world, their effectiveness at whatever it is they choose to do.
Diluted, not deluded, right?
I don't know. I didn't say diluted. I diluted, whichever way you want to say it. I think that their effectiveness is diluted, and so therefore there's not really much that they will accomplish. I mean, what do you think mentioning the Bilderbergers on national television is going to do?
Well, it's going to achieve a lifelong goal for a lot of people of bringing this out into the open, because right now nobody knows anything about it, so nobody is doing anything. And when the people start waking up to what's going on and educating themselves and being aware, then we can really start to, I believe, have a more free society.
No, I'm all in favor of people educating themselves, but I just, my concern, I guess, Brooke, and I'm somebody who's seen, you know, the movies about the conspiracy theories and the Bilderbergers and all of that, so I'm fairly familiar with that particular aspect, and I wouldn't even really call it of the movement, because it seems to me that the conspiracy crowd isn't necessarily all about liberty. Some of them certainly are, no doubt about it, and there are definitely stories of people that have found the larger liberty movement through the kind of conspiracy channels. It's just that my concern is that it's all very defeatist and very anger-inducing. There's a certain talk show host that talks about how people should get angry before they get active, and I don't know if I think that's something that's worthy of encouraging. And I think that turning
people... my message isn't anger. My message is love and respect for
right.
other people.
Peace. And my message is that that there needs to be doing. We need to do more than just vote. And I don't know that's what you're saying. I'm not saying that's what you're saying. I think that that non-cooperation and civil disobedience are very important, and you understand that. I know that you've been pretty close to it, in fact, in being involved yourself. But if you tell people on one hand that there's this group of elites trying to take, you know, that have taken over the world, and they're Barack Obama and George Bush are just their puppets, and that they are in control of everything. And then on the other hand, you try to encourage them to do things like disobedience and non-cooperation. Why would they even want to bother when they believe that the world elites are in control? And what effect will their non-cooperation have if, you know, there are these people out there that have no compunction with just murdering you, waiting around the corner to take you out? It just seems to be fairly defeatist to me, Brooke.
Well, Adolf Hitler said, "What luck for rulers that men do not think." And I think that they rely on us to sit at home and play video games or to ignore it or to watch TV and not do anything. But when there's more awareness of it...
Tell you what, Brooke, I'll bring you back. We can keep talking about it if you want. Hang on. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FDP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March. and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us, including our listening options. We've got live streams, broadband and dial-up versions, a webcam, and our listen lines, which mean you can call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. Over at listen.freetalklive.com, you can get tuned in.
Do you want to give your baby a head start? You can teach your baby to read beginning as early as 3 months old. It's easy and fun to do with the Monkey See, Monkey Do Baby Reading Kit. The best part is it's risk-free, and since they offer a one-year money-back guarantee, order now and get free shipping. My wife and I recently began this program with my son, and he loves it. There's been a language explosion around my house. He hasn't been doing it long enough to know how to read or anything, but just a whole bunch of new words sprouted out of him just within a day or a few days of him seeing this. I definitely recommend this product for your child. Check it out at babyreadingkit.com. It's babyreadingkit.com.
So I think Brooke is still with us. Brooke, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Brooke Kelly is with us out on the road for Freedom Ride 2010, producing a new video series. Where can people go to see your videos, Brooke?
To simplyseekingfreedom.com, and it's called Puzzled. It's a Liberty reality show, and it's simplyseekingfreedom.com.
Is that your website?
Yes, that's my site. Okay, if they click the Puzzled link, then it'll go to it.
And I just want to make something clear. I think that you are an absolutely outstanding activist. I mean, you are one of the doers in the movement. I mean, people notice you. You're out and about. You're doing things. You're creating videos. You're friendly. You're happy. I think.
And you've got fairy wings.
Yeah, there's that too. Didn't you say you lost your fairy wings or something? Something happened to them, Brooke?
They keep getting lost and they keep disappearing. I always have spare sets,
that's
so
good.
I'm
She's
good.
Prepared. She's prepared. All right. So I just want to let you know that I really appreciate the level of activism that you do. And if we had 100 or 200 people that were as dedicated as you are, I think that'd be great. Whenever I hear the New World Order thing mentioned and the Bilderbergers, I cringe because I think, oh boy, I just feel like that isn't as effective as it could be, that particular message. And to go back to what you said before we went to the break, you said that Hitler said something, and I'm paraphrasing, to the effect that he appreciates that most people do nothing, that they've
how lucky for leaders that the average man does nothing, or that good men do nothing, or something like that.
And my concern with the kind of conspiracy movement, Brooke, is that it encourages people to do nothing. While on one hand it will encourage some people to get out and pass out DVDs and call radio shows and do whatever else the conspiracy promoters do. It seems like those are the two primary things that they do. While on one hand it will find its fans, it will find the people that agree with it, that message will find those people. It'll also find people that will believe it and take it to heart. They will believe and I don't know how much of this you believe, but it's out there by the promoters of these ideas that the world elites want to eliminate 80% of the population. Are you somebody who believes that, Brooke?
I do believe that, but I mean, the thing is that when you look at organizations like We Are Change that just cropped up overnight and now it's worldwide, I think something like 200 chapters or hundreds of chapters, it really is catching on. And these are a lot of people who are upset with what's going on with 9/11.
What's their goal, Brooke? May I ask, what is the goal of the We Are Change people?
The goal of We Are Change is to say we're not, I'm not with We Are Change, so I don't know how I could speak on behalf of them, but from what I see, they're holding people accountable for the first time ever. And that's something that's largely overlooked in our society. But it's caught on like wildfire. It's gotten people amped up and stoked about activism when they usually aren't, because it makes it fun. And the media catches on to it and reports on it. And then we've
got the whole They're holding people accountable specifically on the September 11th thing?
It's anything. I was inspired by them and went and held Glenn Beck accountable, but it's anyone, lawmakers, celebrities, people who should be doing their job but are neglecting to do it. And this organization is saying you can't do that. But the reason why it's so important that we expose it is that, I believe that 9/11 was a false flag, just as the Gulf of Tonkin was and Operation Northwoods. And if you look up this information, there's proof to support that. And
okay, let's say it's true. And I I've looked at some of the information, and a lot of it's very persuasive. I've seen both sides, and both sides have some very persuasive things to say, and I just decided to put it down and move on with my life, because for me there was no point in going back and forth forever to try to determine what really the truth was. But let's just take it as truth. Let's take, your perspective that 9/11 was a false flag, et cetera, led the government to give them an excuse to make the government larger, which it certainly did that, whether or not it was a false flag, certainly gave them the excuse to make the government bigger. So let's say that you get that out there successfully, you're promulgating that, you're getting it into the mainstream media. Where do you go from there?
Well, then people realize what is about to happen, which is why you have to question, why did they let Catherine go on CNN twice back to back? Why did Stephen Colbert go ahead and say Bilderbergs? I have to wonder if these people didn't get a memo saying, hey, look, these We Are Change people are serious and it's catching on. And if we don't do something about it now, it's going to spread until, the whole thing gets out of hand, because they have released official information that people in my group and people associated with organizations that I'm associated with are being watched. Well, what's going to happen next is they're going to set us up. Because the general population understood that these false flag attacks have been going on and there's a history of them, I think they'll be less likely to jump on the hate the activist bandwagon that I believe we're about to see.
All right. So, but that really, I guess I still don't really understand where it's all going. Let's say that you're successful with your outreach, and let's say that Catherine and you start getting interviewed all over the place. You just get booked up. You've got radio interview after TV interview after interview. Bloggers are talking about you. The word is getting out. Let's say there's this huge explosion of acceptance of these ideas that, you know, the government was behind 9/11, the Bilderbergers are in controlling the world, etc. Let's say there's this huge explosion. What do you expect would happen from that?
I expect that we're going to have total accountability. We're calling for another investigation on 9/11, and I think that we're going to get to a point where...
This is where it breaks down, if you don't mind. This is, I think, where it really breaks down, because on one hand, the message is that the Bilderbergers are in control of everything, that Barack Obama and the government and George Bush, they're all puppets of these evil controlling elites. But on the other hand, you and the other activists in this We Are Change
this
movement...
This ragtag group of rebels.
Right, the 9/11 truthers,
the farthest parts of the galaxy.
You believe that if you're successful at A, and this is a big one, that you're successful at spreading the message enough that you're spreading, that there will be another investigation, and that the people who purportedly were truly behind 9/11 in the U.S. government will somehow be brought up on charges. Doesn't that ignore, in your opinion, Brooke? Doesn't that ignore the belief that the Bilderbergers are in control of the entire government? Why on earth would they allow something like that to occur?
Because I believe that there needs to be people on the front lines at all times pushing them back and holding them back and showing them where the line needs to be. Because if we give them just an inch, they're going to take as much as they want. But somebody's got to be there to say, no, this, you cannot do that. And they do back down, and we've seen that again and again.
Well, I think we've seen the government back down because I believe that the government is a fractured organization of people who are disincentivized to function in an effective manner, and so they don't have a system for dealing with nonviolent activists. I don't believe it's because if the Bilderbergers controlled everything, they'd be a lot better at it than they are. With the government, you should attribute likely to incompetence rather than to evil in most cases, to me.
And that's another kind of disagreement I think that we have generally at a fundamental level with the conspiracy theorists, is the conspiracy crowd believes that the government can pull off all these incredibly intricate false flag attacks and manage to cover it up successfully. And it seems to me that the government's fairly incompetent at pretty much everything that they do. And, of course, the answer to that is usually, well, there's a black government or an evil government that is, you know, a shadow government that's really actually pulling the strings, and they're very, very efficient, and et cetera. So I think there's still some things that we're going to have to remain in disagreement on. But, Brooke, I appreciate you calling in and sharing.
And appreciate your activism.
And sharing what you're doing. And thank you for the call at 800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems
and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They're free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. There are a whole bunch of different things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com seven-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine. Experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy. They won't have your information to sell to third parties or give to the government if that's what they wish. Check it out at startpage.com and take their 7-day challenge today. Startpage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue taking your phone calls and go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the AMP lines. Hello, Gene.
Well, hello. I thought I might change gears on you and talk about Alaska.
Certainly. It's on your mind tonight. Go ahead.
I've told you in the past I have a brother-in-law who moved to a little place called King Cove, Alaska. And I was talking to him on the phone about what it's like to live there in King Cove.
It's the fishing village, right?
It's pretty. It's a small fishing village on the Aleutian. It's still part of the mainland. It's not into the island section yet. But you can't drive there or the only way in there is by ferry or by airplane. But it's a small community of 700 people. He's got his car up there. I mentioned that he doesn't have to get a license plate or insurance or anything like that. None of that's required by the local gendarme. But something that's very interesting is they can walk around. Alaska, you know, is one of three states that allow concealed carry without a permit.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, when they go for a hike, they strap on their sidearms and they throw a shotgun over their shoulder, and off they go with the two kids. You know, they got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and they go for a hike, and the sheriff will drive by in his patrol car, and he'll just wave at them, and it's quite a different scenario living up there.
I bet.
And having lived up there, I know that as a pilot, they actually require you to carry in your survival kit in your aircraft a survival firearm.
Because you might get attacked by a bear or something like that?
Stranded, maybe?
Yeah, the plane. If your plane goes down in Alaska, there's an awful lot of area there that people just can't find you very easily. Mm-hmm. So you need something for survival. So, yes, they require that as part of the survival package in the small planes is a firearm. So it's so much different than what people are used to down here. I thought maybe people would like to hear the story and think about what it would be like if we truly were not harassed by the gang in blue about having a firearm, why they've got to hide and cower in fear every time they see somebody with a gun. It's just really crazy.
They certainly do that quite a bit here in New Hampshire, even though it's legal to open carry.
They do what?
They'll hassle people about holding guns, especially free staters. Somebody commented on one of the Sentinel articles. I can't believe these free staters, a gang of thugs walking around with guns on their hips.
Yeah, yeah, we're being painted because some free staters, because some liberty activists, because it's not just free staters, it's also New Hampshire natives, and because some people deem it appropriate to openly carry firearms, the liberty movement and free staters in particular have been dinged with this kind of gang image that we're trying to intimidate people. And that also we're trying to take over by violence the system and force our liberty beliefs on everybody.
I'd like to point – I'd like to talk about this this whole idea of open carrying being intimidating. You know, those people that say that open carrying is meant to intimidate other people are not taking into account that the government has the monopoly privilege on the use of violence, and that's what they are supporting in the first place. The fact is, you know, a bank robber, whether he shows his gun or not, is being violent. And when the police officers who have guns right on their hips, they make a fuss about people carrying guns. I mean, it's the most hypocritical thing I've ever heard of. People with guns on their hips are arresting other people for having guns on their hips or hassling other people with guns on their hips. It's ludicrous. I don't think that people are intending so much as to be intimidating that are open carrying as much as they are exercising a right, and perhaps there's a little bit of that intimidation in there in sort of the hell no attitude. You know, like I've had enough of this government growth and saying that I'm willing to stand up against it. I think that to some extent that's a display of machismo. You know,
they're uppity.
Yeah.
Gene, thoughts?
Well, I think that definitely the open carry and display of firearms is a step in the right direction. Sorry about the thunder there in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's a step in the right direction to getting our rights acknowledged by our fellow man, really, more so than the so-called establishment. But our fellow man should not be intimidated by the display of firearms by a peaceful person. There's no reason for that. And I think that if we get more and more places where people are just walking around with their firearms exposed, that's a good thing because that's going to help other people learn to get accustomed to it.
I agree. Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. And, of course, it's happening already here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. Though, Luther, to what you said, it's my understanding that the activists up here, the open carry activists, have really been having the trouble over in the Manchester area. I don't recall hearing about anything happening here in Keene.
I hear people talk about it in Nashua quite a bit, which is really part of Massachusetts.
Northern Boston.
They've had trouble in Manchester and Concord, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of the state I can't really speak for them. I know for a fact they've had trouble in Manchester. But I also know that there have been some instances here where I expected to have trouble from the cops and was pleasantly surprised to not have it.
Yeah.
One of the one of the more controversial activists who is no longer here. He's left the area. In fact, he's left New Hampshire, as I understand it. Jesse, Anarcho Jesse, was doing some illegal gardening in the town square, and for whatever reason, he brought a rifle out with him to the illegal gardening event. Didn't really seem to go together to me, but he did it. And so when the cops came out to arrest him, he had actually leaned the rifle against a tree, so he wasn't even in possession of the rifle. I mean, theoretically, some kid could have run over and picked it up, right?
Right.
And it was just leaning up against a tree. And so when they were arresting Jesse, I figured, well, you know, they're going to take the rifle, they're going to put it in as evidence, and who knows, it's going to take months to get months to get it out, if that's even possible. And no, in fact, the police lieutenant, Shane Maxfield, asked me to take the rifle and, you know, take care of it.
Yep.
So I picked up the rifle, put it in my car, and
the administration
that was that.
In here in Keene, I mean, if anybody cares, the administration of the police department here in Keene is very pro-firearm.
Yeah. Right, so it was like gardening bad, rifle, no problem.
Well, it was vandalism of public property is the way they saw it.
The smaller the town, the more open to firearms they seem to be here in New Hampshire.
Maybe so. Yeah.
I don't know if it's just that maybe the more progressive folks tend to settle in the cities or what. But
well, Keene's pretty progressive. I mean, if you want to use that term for anywhere in New Hampshire.
Perhaps that was a poor choice.
Keene's very liberal. I mean, as far as we're talking about New Hampshire liberals, so they're not the same as a lot of others. But in comparison to the remainder of New Hampshire, there's a real core of self-described progressives and liberals here in this area. And it makes sense because it's the closest major. It's the closest city to both Vermont and Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a college in town, so it's kind of like an attractor.
A beacon.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls. Mark, no, he's gone. Paul is in Kentucky. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Mark. Hey, Paul.
I would, excuse me. I'd like to talk to you about volunteerism.
Sure.
I had listened to the show a lot over the years through the podcast, the first time I've called. And I really have been wanting to ask you this question since you moved from Florida. But I want to give you a real simple scenario to see whether or not I have a basic understanding of volunteerism.
It's usually pronounced voluntarism or voluntarism.
Okay.
One or the other. Go ahead.
That's what I want to talk about. But anyway, let's say a business person moved to Keene or any city. And they opened a restaurant. They voluntarily opened that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The people that come to work there voluntarily work there. And then, of course, the customers, they come there voluntarily.
Right. Just to clarify, because I don't think voluntarist is the best word out there. A lot of people are confused the first time they hear it. When you're saying they're doing voluntarily, you mean they're doing it on a consensual basis, that the waiters aren't working for free. They're not volunteer waiters in that aspect, right?
I think you're going to a break. Right.
We are, indeed.
Okay.
And so we're going
to
hang on
back
here. Yep, we'll come back to you after the news in hour number three. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Hey, pal, we'll set up the brakes. Thanks very much.
More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.